Well enough, John hopped on. How did you fare today?
Well, I fared well, truly.
John was not about to share his disquiet with his friend, not when Samuel Tarley was at last beginning to find his courage. The old bear means to wait here for Corin Halfhand and the men from the Shadow Tower.
It seems a strong place, said Sam, a ring fort of the first men. Do you think there were battles fought here?
No doubt. You'd best get a bird ready. Mormont will want to send back word.
I wish I could send them all. They ain't being caged.
You would, too, if you could fly.
If I could fly, I'd be back at Castle Black eating a port pie, said Sam.
John clapped him on the shoulder with his burned hand. They walked back through the camp together. Cook fires were being lit all around them. Overhead, the stars were coming out. The long red tail of Mormont's torch burned as bright as the moon. John heard the ravens before he saw them. Some were calling his name. The birds were not shy when it came to making noise. They feel it, too. I'd best see to the old bear, he said. He gets noisy when he isn't fed as well. He found Mormont talking with Thorin Smallwood and half a dozen other officers. There you are, the old man said gruffly. Bring us some hot wine, if you would. The night is chilly. Yes, my lord. John built a cook fire, claimed a small cask of Mormont's favourite robust red from stores, and poured it into a kettle. He hung the kettle above the flames while he gathered the rest of his ingredients. The old bear was particular about his hot spiced wine, so much cinnamon, and so much nutmeg, and so much honey, not a drop more. Raisins and nuts and dried berries, but no lemon. That was the rankest sort of southern heresy, which was queer, since he always took lemon in his morning beer. The drink must be hot, to warm a man properly, the Lord Commander insisted, but the wine must never be allowed to come to a boil. John kept a careful eye on the kettle. As he worked, he could hear the voices from inside the tent. Jarman Buckle said, "The easiest road, up into the Frostfangs, is to follow the milk water back to its source."